now regain power at 10 Downing Street for the first time in 13 years.
The opinion polls are not hugely optimistic about a victory for Brown and the Labour Party. Is that how you see it as well?
Well, I think there is no doubt the Labour Party goes into this election very badly behind.
I mean, has there ever been a Prime Minister who's more unpopular at a time when an election is called?
I mean, actually, Gordon Brown now isn't any more unpopular than Tony Blair was back in 2005. We now often forget that towards the end of his premiership, including the 2005 election, Tony Blair was pretty unpopular, but he managed to survive because the Conservatives were, on that occasion, yet more unpopular. Now, although the Conservatives haven't necessarily demonstrated a high degree of enthusiasm amongst the electorate, one of Labour's problems at this election as compared with 2005 is that the Conservatives are now regarded more highly and they are led by a leader who is more popular and who can communicate to the wider public. So, yes, indeed, we have had prime ministers going to election and winning who are this unpopular, but it's much more difficult to do that when you're facing a popular opposition leader, and certainly no prime minister has managed to escape being thrown out by the electorate when they are both this unpopular and facing somebody as popular as the Conservative leader, David Cameron.
Professor John Curtis of Strathclyde University. The Afghan President Hamid Karzai and the US Commander of International Forces Stanley McChrystal have been on a visit over the past couple of days to the southern city of Kandahar, the spiritual home of the Taliban and the heartland of their insurgency. The visit comes as US and NATO forces are preparing to launch a major military campaign in the region, a campaign which both US and Afghan commanders say needs the support of Kandahar's 500,000 people if it is to succeed. Hamid Karzai and General McChrystal met with tribal elders at the largest such gathering in years, and they walked through the centre of Kandahar, where President Karzai survived an attempt to kill him in 2002. The BBC's Lise Doucette was with them on the trip.
Kandahar is where the president was born. It's also the birthplace of the Taliban. He had to prove he could still move through this city.
And now we're speeding through the streets of Kandahar in a convoy of luxury white vehicles. Half of them are armoured, carrying the president and his team. More and more people coming out of the simple cement and mud shops, people looking inside our windows.
The president made his point at the market where only weeks ago the Taliban carried out a major suicide bombing.
President Karzai getting up close with his people. He's visiting the shops here in the market. This gentleman with a grey bearded with a lovely grey turban is inviting the president to have some biscuits in this glass case. Mr. President, some sweets for the president.
This is another very good variety of cookies of Kandahar.
Do you know, when you hear the reports of Kandahar, you'd never believe that the president could come out like this and meet his people face to face without fearing attack.
That's why the reports are also good.
But look at the security, sir. Look at the security all around you, sir, all your bodyguards.
All the prisoners have security all over the world.
Another message sounded loud and clear when the president, who's also a tribal chief, met hundreds of tribal elders, seeking their support for the upcoming military operations.
The president asking this gathering whether they're happy for the operation to start, and he gets murmurs of discontent. He vows not to commence until all of them have been consulted. One after another, the tribal leaders are standing up, punching their finger in the air, angrily accusing their president of failing to take care of security, talking about corruption, talking about people detained who are innocent. These are people known for their frankness, and they're certainly showing it today, telling their president what's wrong. A lot, they say, is going wrong in Kandahar. And if it is, that means it's going wrong for the country.
The president spoke of trust with his people, but also his foreign partners. So what about his astonishing diatribe last week, when he warned his allies, including the US, of perpetrating fraud in last year's election? In his first public remarks on what's provoked diplomatic discord, he stood his ground.
Well, what I said about the election was all true. I'm not going to repeat it, but it was all true. But the U.S. carried out